Welcome to day four of beating burnout. So now we're on to energy income, and today is about committing to a hobby. I think energy income is deceivingly maybe even harder for some people than learning how to say no. So it might take you a little work, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. So like we talked about in day one, energy income comes from things that you do to replenish and revitalize you. They fill you up and give you energy in life. And for these, I'm talking more than just bubble baths and yummy coffee, which both of those are awesome and still do kind of rejuvenate you a bit. So don't stop doing those things. But think about it. Think about the beginning of your first year. You were probably excited. You were probably looking forward to the year and imagining all of these amazing things that you can do with your students. Your creativity was flowing. You probably had more lesson plan and classroom decoration ideas than you had time to write down, let alone do. But now, in the middle of your year, or maybe even your career, that may not be the case. But think about it. That's not much of a surprise if you haven't consciously been filling that tank. You've probably been going for a long time without regular fill-ups. Creativity needs energy. It needs space. Your patience needs energy. Your joy needs energy. If you're out of energy, all of those things are going to be very difficult. So let's talk about the first way to start filling that tank regularly. You're probably going to do a double take after the past two emails, but here it is. Add a hobby to your daily or weekly routine. By hobby, I really mean some pleasurable regular activity that you commit to every week, but I'll stick with calling it a hobby because it's just easier to say. So some of you are reading that and laughing, or listening and laughing. How in the world am I going to add something to my routine when we just established that I have about a negative amount of time every week? So let me tell you a quick story. About 2 years again into teaching, I realized that outside of work and talking to my family and friends, I had nothing else to do and nothing to think about. I had no hobbies and certainly no routine for pleasurable, regular activities. Hashtag recipe for disaster. So one day, I'm not kidding, I sat down and I literally Googled hobby ideas. It felt just as ridiculous as it sounds. But that Saturday, I YouTubed how to crochet, marched off to the craft store, bought a few skeins of yarn and a couple needles, and went home and started teaching myself. Over the few weeks, I crocheted every night. The calm it gave me just to do it for a half an hour each night was incredible. Sometimes I listened to a podcast, sometimes I watched a show while I was doing it. I had no idea how much I had been suffocating myself with constant work thoughts and starving myself of any sort of energy income. And this was such a small, simple solution. Later, I added going to a regular trivia event every Wednesday with some friends. Then I added blogging and reading. You wouldn't be reading this or listening to this if I hadn't. Eventually, my husband and I started playing board games every night after dinner. Ironically, every time I added something to my plate that I enjoyed and filled me, the more energy I had and the faster I could work. So in the handout in today's email, you can make your regular pleasurable activity / hobby plan. Okay, I'm just going to stick with hobby because regular pleasurable activity sounds weird. You can make your hobby plan. It doesn't have to be as literal of a hobby as crocheting. It could be a specific activity with your kids or partner, a regular outing with friends. Seriously, whatever fills you up and makes you happy. But whatever it is, decide and then stick to it. I cannot wait to hear about what you're going to commit to. When you do start, pay attention to how you feel afterwards. Make a habit of checking in with yourself. Paying attention to how much better you feel will help reinforce your happy habits and keep them going. You do deserve to be happy every day. You don't have to wait until summer for that to happen. Start today. Tomorrow, we'll talk about one more happy habit before diving into learning to spend smarter in day 6. Until tomorrow, enjoy.